And now, the life of Mary Sutton. At the bedside of her injured husband, Mary is quietly told by Dr. John Benson that Max is very badly injured. Dr. Benson's troubles are piling up on him, too. Merlin Davis has threatened to have him discharged from the clinic if little Betty Dillon, Davis' niece, does not recover from the injury to her knee. While Dr. Benson hurried with Mary to the prison fire, he left the case in young Dr. Cartwright's hands. Max saved the prison from a terrible explosion at the risk of his own life, but he doesn't know that his friend Kenny died heroically in the fire. The warden himself, guilty of stowing inflammable materials in the cell block, accused Max of starting the fire in order to escape. That worry lies on Dr. Benson's shoulders now, for good friend that he is, he has not told Mary of this new heartbreak which may descend upon her any hour, any minute. With a heavy heart, Mary goes down to join Laura Barton, who has come to drive her back home. Laura, meanwhile, is walking idly through the hospital corridor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see where I was going.
That's all right, ma'am. Pedestrians got the right of way, even in here, I guess.
You certainly handled that wheelchair beautifully.
Yes, ma'am. Before long, I expect to take on passengers. Yeah, they let me solo today. Sort of on trial, I reckon.
Well, have you tried any stunts yet?
No, ma'am. I expect to loop a few loops soon, though. Any day now.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, no, ma'am. Just a few bruises here and there.
That doesn't sound very serious.
Well, ma'am, it would be if I just didn't have a broken ankle, too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, lady, do you really mean that?
Why, yes, of course I mean it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
And I hope your ankle gets better right away. I mean that, too.
It's been a long time since anybody said anything like that to me.
Oh, your folks are probably in to see you every day.
Your folks are dead, maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
That's all right, ma'am. Don't give it a thought. I sort of got out of the habit of hearing folks say nice things like you just said.
But isn't there a... Oh, but of course there is.
Isn't there a what, ma'am?
A girl. Someone you're very much in love with. Who brings you flowers and candy and all the silly little things girls bring their sweethearts when their sweethearts are ill or under the weather.
No, ma'am, I haven't got any girl.
Disappointed in love, perhaps?
No, ma'am. Never been in love.
Now, you don't expect me to believe that. How old are you?
Oh, 24... Golly, I just remembered. My birthday's next week. I forgot all about it.
25 next week, and he's never been in love. Not even once.
Not even once, ma'am. Never had a girlfriend.
Well, young man, your education's been sadly neglected.
I reckon you're right, ma'am.
Of course I'm right. And stop calling me ma'am. My name is Laura. Laura Barton.
Oh, I thought I'd seen you somewhere, ma'am. I mean, Miss Barton.
Call me Laura. And where did you see me before?
In the society pages.
Don't tell me a big, husky man like you reads the society pages.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Laura, I mean. Well, you see, back where I live, I have a lot of time to read, and so I get through all the newspapers.
Oh, I see. But you haven't told me your name yet, Mr. Yellowhair.
Well, Laura, you haven't asked me.
All right, then. Tell me your name.
You probably read about me in the papers, too. My name is Larson. Andrew Larson. Friends call me Reed.
Oh, you're
one of... I'm one of the convicts. Makes you feel different now, doesn't it, Miss Laura Barton? Yeah, they'll take me back to prison just as soon as this ankle heals. That makes a difference, doesn't it?
No, Andrew, I don't think it makes any difference. I was just a little startled. Oh, but I'm sure whatever it is, it wasn't your fault.
I'm afraid it was.
Don't you want to tell me about it?
You really want to know?
Of course I do.
Well, an old story, you know, kid out of work, just hanging around the corner drugstore. Now the older fellas get the bright idea. Let's borrow a car and go for a ride, you know. Of course, we think it's a swell gag. See, life's pretty dull in a small town. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we go up on Main Street and borrow a car.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, a swell town, just riding around. We were taking the car back to Main Street, and all of a sudden, the tire blows out. I'm driving, and lose control of the car, and it runs wild over the lawn, and kills an old lady sitting on her front porch.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, it happens every day. You read about it in the papers. The car had a bottle of gin in its coat pocket, and So we were charged with manslaughter while under the influence of intoxicating liquor. 4 years ago, I was just 20.
Oh, Andy, how awful for you.
No, I can take it, Laura. I spent a million years in the penitentiary. If I could bring that old lady back again. Because she was my mom's best friend. She used to hand out big hunks of apple pie to all the kids in the neighborhood and never said or did a mean thing in her whole life, and I
No, Andy, it wasn't your fault. I know there's nothing I can say, but I do know this. Wherever that little old lady is, she's forgiven you long ago. I'm very sure of that.
Yeah, she was like that, Laura. Always a good word for everybody. She used to tell me how to go to college. The big engineer, build bridges and buildings and highways.
And someday you will. I'm sure of it.
Sorry, I let go then. I've never talked to anyone like that since it happened. Hey, you're letting us back head down like old friends, aren't you?
Of course, we're friends now. Just give us time and we'll soon be old friends.
Say, Laura, you're regular.
Thanks, pal. Andy, I've an idea, a swell idea.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell my dad about you. He has a lot of influence in this
place. Say, there's not much chance there, Laura. I'm a nobody, just Andy, sweet life.
Oh, but Andy, the papers are full of your bravery and Maxie. You two saved the prison from a terrible explosion when you drove that gasoline truck through all that fire.
Oh, I didn't do nothing. I just took orders from Max. He deserves all the credit. Well, he's a great guy, that Max.
Of course he is. But Max would never have come through without your help. Dad will know what to do. I'll talk to him today as soon as I drive Mrs. Sanders home.
Oh, now, Laura, what do your dad think? Why, you coming home all upset about a convict up in state prison?
Never you mind, Mr. Andy Larson. I can twist Daddy around my little finger. Only this time I won't have to. Because you deserve a pardon, and my dad knows the governor.
Well, and I do appreciate you thinking of me, Laura, but... Well, I got an awful hunch you'd head into trouble if you try to help me.
Well, I don't see why.
Well, it's just this. There's going to be one awful mess when they start investigating this fire at the prison, and your father won't want his name or yours begging for any publicity.
My dad's a fighter. He's always fought for what he thinks is right, and he'll fight for you, I know.
Well, I come up for parole in a couple of months, and I just hate to think of you getting into trouble just on account of me. You just forget the whole thing. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Something will happen. You'll see Mr. Andrews Creed like, and you'll see...
What's this, Laura? What are we going to see that sounds so very serious?
Oh, Mary, I didn't hear you come up.
No, darling, I rather thought you didn't. Oh, hello, sweetie.
Hello.
How's the arm? Still hurt?
No, it's nothing at all, Mrs. Sanders. You know, if that darned ankle hadn't given away, I'd have been out of here yesterday.
Well, if you and Laura go gallivanting about the halls, I don't know. Oh, by the way, I didn't know you two had met before.
Oh, we hadn't.
You see, Mary, it was like this. I was walking down the hall.
All I need to know, Laura. Come along now, dear. We have a long drive home.
All right, Mary. I'll see you again soon, Andy.
You really mean that, Laura?
Well, of course I do. And don't you worry one little bit. Everything's going to be all right. You'll see.
Well, I'm sure of it. So long. Goodbye, Mrs. Sanders.
Goodbye, sweet.
Oh, Mary, isn't he just well?
Yes, Laura, he's a fine boy. But one bad break ruined his whole life. He's a pretty sturdy lad, though. I'd like to see him get a chance to make good.
And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he did get that chance, and very soon.
Laura, you're a dear girl. So warm-hearted and so impulsive.
Oh, now, Mary, dear, you look so tired.
I'm worried about Dr. Benson, Laura.
Oh.
Marion Davis has threatened to have John fired from the clinic if little Betty Dillon doesn't recover from that infection.
Oh, Mary, he wouldn't do that. He couldn't.
That's what he's threatened to do. Oh, I don't know. I'm so tired and bewildered. So much has happened.
And it looks as if still more was about to happen.
Laura, what do you mean?
Jared Proust has been trying to get an interview with my father. He says he wants to talk to Dad about you and Max.
No matter where Mary goes, it seems that always before her is the grim shadow of Gerald Proust.